Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Where did Tony get those roses from? He's just like throwing, throwing roses around.
He's got roses in his teeth.
And Chris Ello.
I mean, you can't be giving up when your team's in a playoff spot. Yeah. That's just dumb.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, unbelievable Monday to you, everybody. Welcome into Gwen and Chris, getting things rolling here on a short get-together this Monday afternoon. Welcoming back Tony Gwynn Jr. from vacation as we kick off the action here following the Thanksgiving holiday. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr.,
what up,
Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. How was your trip, buddy?
What did Tony just say?
I said, what up, though?
What up, though?
Yeah.
What up, though? That's past me. That's past me.
Past me, too, Chris.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to respond to that, but I'll let you go on. How are you?
I'm well.
All right,
I
good.
I took a trip.
What up, though?
What up, doe? D-O-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though. What up, though? What up, though? I took a trip back east to see my sister for Thanksgiving.
How was the oxtail?
No oxtail this year.
What?
No.
We were talking about
Thanksgiving dinner at the Gwynn household with no oxtail? Was that even allowed?
We were on the East Coast. So my mom, who loves to cook, I mean, she got to go fresh seafood shopping, and she had a ball doing it. And so we all ate pretty well, I should say. Very good.
We had the nice Thanksgiving meal and some leftovers after that. So we're fine. And hey, big news this weekend in the Ello household. We bought a new couch. That's got to trump anything that happened to anybody over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I don't know. New couches are much like new towels. Right.
Good call, Tony. They look good, but they don't dry you.
They don't dry, right?
Yeah.
Larry David.
And new couches look good. When you sit down, they don't curl around you, right? The way a good old couch does. Fits like an old glove.
The two things in your house that need to be broken in more than anything are beds and couches.
Yeah, this couch has a long way to go. I was a little uncomfortable watching football yesterday, trying to find the right spot, trying to find a happy place on the new couch. NFL Sunday. So I agree with you.
After we bought a new bed, I spent like a whole year uncomfortable.
That could be a while.
Yeah.
Last night we were watching TV, and I actually paused the program we were watching and turned to my wife and I said, "We got to change places. This is not working. Where I'm sitting right now isn't going to work. So I'm going to have to try over there. You can try over here. We got to keep moving around until we find the right place." That's an excellent point, Tony. I mean, Lori was very excited about the new couch.
Of course, it looks
biggest
good.
Deal of
it
all
looks
time.
Great.
It looks fantastic. The dog seemed to take to it all right. Kylie, she like jumped up there and had an all right time, but yeah, I was not comfortable. New pair of shoes is another thing I might put into a smaller category.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you're a shoe guy.
Yep.
But, you know, with me, once I get a broken in good pair of, you know.
It depends for me.
Running shoes or something. It's hard to replace those.
As you guys have seen, you know, a lot of times I don't have my shoes laced up all the way.
That's true.
So for those type of shoes, I don't necessarily have to have the comfort right away.
Now, you're not alone, Tony, by the way. I don't have my shoes laced up either.
No, well, do you have sandals on again?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
That's no laces for me. You usually roll no laces.
Yes.
But you know, if we're playing some basketball or like, then I need my shoe broken in. And that takes a little bit of
time. It takes a long time. New stuff is overrated, is my bottom line on this. New stuff is overrated. Unless maybe a brand new car, man, the smell of a brand new car is pretty sweet. That's kind of nice.
Did I show up to work today?
How are you doing there, Scraby? I heard you were ill over the Thanksgiving holiday.
What are we talking about?
Are you okay?
Is this a dream for you? Is this a scenario, a dream for you?
It's very surreal. Chris is talking about Frank, like he's acting like Frank the Tank in Old School, or he's got a big weekend of Bed Bath and Beyond, if they have time, type of thing.
I wasn't at Bed or Bath. I was at Beyond.
You were at Beyond.
I was at Beyond.
Yeah, my sweet little 4-year-old niece brought a cold to the house.
And you
Tuesday
caught it.
Tuesday night, I went to bed with a sore throat and woke up with a full-blown cold. I think you could probably still hear it in my voice.
But yeah, boy, no, I'll tell you one thing. You got to be careful having a cold in this day and age.
Oh,
you tell somebody, you know, got a little bit of a scratchy throat right now. Hey, get away! Get out of here! Go home!
Like, how dare
That's
you show
get
up
out of here.
With that scratchy throat?
I can't believe you're at work with a scratchy throat.
You tell them that you get the sniffles and people are like backing up slowly.
That's what I was saying.
You.
Yeah, well,
sniffles is different. I mean, scratchy throat I can understand, right? Because that's like one of the...
And it was, I thought maybe it was like the weather changing from hot to cold to hot to cold.
I can tell you as a father of four and that had three that were all under the age of three at one time, they can be Petri dishes at times.
That's what my sister told me. My sister said just... This is what it's like to have a kid.
And they don't even know it. Like, they just, they put their hands on everything. They touch everything.
I shared popcorn with her on Monday night.
Oh, that's a mistake you won't make again. Get your own popcorn. That's the lesson to be learned there. All right, there is so much going on in sports that we really shouldn't be messing around too much because we only have 90 minutes to break it down. And there is a lot of stuff to cover. I mean, over this weekend, we'll get to the Padres. All good news for the Padres, especially here today with Max Scherzer leaving the division and going to the New York Mets and John Gray leaving the division and going to the Texas Rangers and Kevin Gausman leaving the division and going to the Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers, or he went Toronto?
He went to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, a lot of guys going. And Corey Seager has left the division as well. Just in the last little while, he has signed a contract with the Texas Rangers as well.
Do you guys remember when I was telling you Chris Young was probably lurking somewhere?
Yeah, he struck.
Oh, he has struck in a big way.
Yeah, lots of teams. I mean, is there not a looming lockout,
right?
Like 3 days away in Major League Baseball? Teams are spending money like it's water through a spigot right now.
I'll tell you what, Chris. I was dead wrong. I think I said that this would be a slow, and we'd see a whole bunch, and we could still see some free agents.
I think you
coming.
Said the same thing everybody said.
But
like, what are these teams doing?
This is nuts to me.
Like, yeah, they're going to, and now they're going to sign all these guys, and then they're going to claim poverty 3 days from now when they lock out the players. So, I don't know. Baseball just makes very little sense to me right now.
I hope it means that they feel confident that there's going to be a deal tonight. That is what my hope is.
It seem like everybody's giving baseball all the warning signs, like, don't go in there, be careful. And
like
they're just running into a house on fire. They're just sprinting inside. But we'll see if baseball gets through all of this. But the deadline is, I think, in a couple of days, last I checked, December 1st. So there's no deal on any horizon, but players are signing all over baseball. Mariners today get Cy Young Award winner Robbie Ray from the Blue Jays.
If he's going to be the Robbie,
on and on it goes.
If he's going to be Cy Young Robbie Ray, that's a huge get.
That's
for
a great
Mariners.
Deal for the Mariners.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll ever be Cy Young Robbie Ray again.
Yeah.
I mean, they can hope.
I'm kind of leaning your way on that one.
Yeah, that might just be good timing for Robbie Ray. But Padres over the weekend trade Adam Frazier. We're definitely going to get into talking about that, what that all means, how it all adds up now that Adam Frazier, hey, we hardly knew Adam Frazier. I think he was in town long enough for one quick interview on the Gwen and Chris show, and that was about it for Adam Frazier. He goes to Seattle. We'll talk about that. Plenty of other stuff going on in sports as well. I mean, the huge news in college football, Lincoln Riley leaves Oklahoma. Just shockingly, really, out of nowhere. You know, it's funny. All the reporters and all the stories use the word shockingly. Basically, it's shocking because they didn't know.
It didn't get out.
It didn't get out. Right. So they're basically telling on themselves, and they're trying to tell everybody, this is shocking news.
No, it isn't.
You guys just didn't do your job well enough this time. And Lincoln Riley got out of Oklahoma, and he goes to USC. I'm not going to start something that's not there, but I will read you what Jason Whitlock tweeted out today.
Oh, Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock now. Taking a shot in the dark. Brady Hoke is the ideal candidate to take over Oklahoma. I don't know. I would rather take the time to congratulate Brady Hoke and his Aztecs on a spectacular win on Friday morning. If you slept through it, you missed really a terrific comeback. I mean, Tony, I watched this game on Friday morning, and they were just beaten every which way in the first, I don't want to say the whole first half, because Brookshire came in there and rallied them right before the end of the half. But 16-3, Boise State was going up and down the field. They were running at will. They were throwing the ball. The Aztecs couldn't stop them. The Aztecs offense was the offense we've kind of come to get used to this season. It just looked like they weren't ever going to go anywhere. And then old Brookshire came in there and hit a couple of passes, and next thing you knew, it was 16-13. And then they, defensively in the second half, that was as good a performance as I've seen from the Aztecs since Rocky Long's days. They just completely, they beat up Boise State. They knocked the poor quarterback out of the game. Like, he was like, just take me to the sidelines. I'm done. Yeah, he didn't finish. He did not finish the game. It was just because he got beat on by that big number 66, the Aztecs nose tackle. Sacked him three times in a matter of four or five plays. And every time he sacked him, he just threw him out like the trash. Just picked him up and just threw him down to the ground. It was great the way the Aztecs dominated Boise State. And congratulations on that victory. Now they have to make it work now. They have to go ahead and win the Mountain West Conference Championship this weekend against Utah State. But that was still a spectacular win, and 11-1 season for the Aztecs.
I wanted to revisit the Jason Whitlock breaking news special of Brady Hoke going to Oklahoma. No, he didn't say that. He just said that he would be a good fit.
Yeah. What are you revisiting?
I'm
the
revisiting...
fact that you're going to give us wrong information and say that Brady Hoke is on his way to Oklahoma?
No, I'm just weaving my way towards
He's
the
weaving.
Point. We had Brady Hoke on the day he was hired as the head coach of San Diego State, January 8th, 2020. Tony asked him, are you going to stay with the school? Or are you going to jump ship? This is what Brady Hoke had to say.
There's no question about it, Tony. To get a second chance to come back to San Diego State and how special this school is, the athletic programs, it really is a place that my wife Laura and I, we loved when we were engaged here before, and we look forward to it. And I told the president and JD that we are committed and we're staying here.
Well, yeah. Well, he's also a college football coach.
Yeah.
Things tend to change. I'm sure Lincoln Riley said very much the same thing when he took over at Oklahoma. But no, I don't think Brady Hoke's going to Oklahoma. I'm just reading you what Jason Whitlock says. I think Brady's a man of his word, but things definitely tend to change in the world of college football. I noticed the Fresno State coach left today to go to Washington, so coaches are moving around. We'll talk more about that as the program goes on. It was a mixed bag for the Aztecs men's basketball team this weekend. Nice win over Georgetown, but not a very nice-looking loss to USC. The Aztecs men's basketball team can't shoot free throws. Well, I shouldn't even say free throws. They just can't shoot. I mean, from three-point range, two-point range, free throw shooting, it's remarkable they were able to get that win over Georgetown, as Brian Dutcher certainly has his hands full trying to get that club squared away.
Zeke did tell us, that was at 2 weeks ago now,
yeah,
that was going to be the one question that needs to be answered. How Can they shoot the ball, or will they be able to shoot the ball?
Yeah.
They shot it well one night, shot it horrible the next night against a good SC team, too.
So. It is a good SC team. That's true. The thing that was bad news for the Aztecs was they beat Georgetown, and then the next night Georgetown lost to St. Joseph's.
Yeah.
So that took a little bit of the luster off their win over Georgetown. But 4-2 for the Aztecs basketball team. They got Long Beach State, and then they get a crack at Michigan on Saturday. So maybe they can break through and kind of get things rolling a little bit. I think that team still has some ability and has a bit of interest to me. As I've said before, Brian Dutcher and his staff always seem to do a good job of, you know, getting that team to improve as the season goes along. But I don't know that you can improve shooting that much. You know, you can improve all the little nuances of the game.
Yeah,
but
no,
I mean, shooting is something you either have or don't have.
I think the hope is that this isn't indicative of the type of shooters are. You're hoping that they're just in a shooting slump. But
yeah,
we'll find out more as you get in the season, as you get in the conference play. You learn a little bit more about these players. So we'll see.
Yeah. College football over the weekend, it was crazy. Alabama survived. Ohio State did not. Cincinnati is closing in on that final spot in the playoff, but that's still to be determined. And, of course, we had an NFL Sunday yesterday capping the weekend, which started on Thanksgiving, with a bunch of more crazy results. Every team in the AFC has at least four losses now, except for the Baltimore Ravens, who have three and don't look like they're all that great, especially if you watched Lamar Jackson struggle as badly as he did last night. NFC, Arizona was idle. They continue to sit atop the conference. Rams have lost three in a row. And we will keep you updated on everything National Football League heading into our Monday night game tonight, which features the Seattle Seahawks and the Washington football team. All right, we are underway. Lots to cover. Adam Frazier goes to the Mariners. What does that say about the Padres and their acquisition of Adam Frazier in the first place? Where do the Padres go from here? We will get into that, talk a little bit about all of the goings-on in baseball today with the movement that was made and all of the good players that left this division. Does that really help the Padres a whole lot? We'll talk about that when we come back. And also when we return, we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away to the San Diego State men's basketball game against Long Beach State tomorrow night at Viejas Arena. Single-game tickets on sale now. Start as low as $10. Visit GoAztec.com for details. Or, better yet, just stay tuned. We'll have a chance for you to win those tickets when we come back. Back together after a little vacation, Thanksgiving holiday hiatus. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Getting things rolling here on a Monday on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back after a... Well, I'm back after a long vacation.
What was that, like 17 days?
I don't know. How many days was it? It was like nine.
I think it was...
I think it was eight. If you're not counting weekends, it was like a week.
I can't remember.
I can't either. Welcome in, Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello on this short Monday show. We got a pair of tickets to the San Diego State men's basketball game against Long Beach State tomorrow night at VAS Arena. Single game tickets are on sale now and start as low as $10. Visit GoAztecs.com for details. We are certainly got some tickets to give away. Actually, we're going to give away right now, and I think Chris has
a
trivia.
I'll do a little trivia question. Yeah, let's see if you're an Aztec basketball fan out there. Make sure an Aztec basketball fan wins these tickets. Name the you got to name them both. Name the two schools that the Aztecs basketball team beat over the years to get themselves into the Sweet 16. Aztecs have made a pair of Sweet 16s. Both under Steve Fisher. Name the two teams they beat.
That is a tough question.
You think that's tough?
I don't think it's tough.
I think if you're an Aztec basketball fan, you ought to come up with it.
Is
easy.
That a question number three?
Those are two.
I think it is a question number three.
To me, those are two of the greatest wins in school history. I mean, one of them propelled you to your first Sweet 16. The other one got you to your second Sweet 16. If I'm an Aztec basketball fan, I'd never forget those wins. So yeah. Name the two teams that they beat to get to the... to the two Sweet 16s. First person to get that right at 833-288-0973 will go to the Aztec basketball game.
I'm gonna
tomorrow.
I was going to broach the Adam Frazier trade, but I think that deserves a longer conversation, so I'm gonna slide that until
next segment. There's so much baseball to talk
There's
about.
There's a lot of baseball to
and
talk
about.
And
we got a longer segment coming up, Tony. I mean, I was just writing down during the break. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18 guys, just by my count, which is totally unofficial, but 18 guys by my unofficial count that have signed free agent contracts elsewhere since the season's been over.
I mean,
hasn't been very long, and every one of these 18 guys, we'll talk, I'll run them down here in the next break, but in the next segment, but every one of these 18 guys is not making $500,000 a year. They're all making like $70 million.
Nearly half a billion in the last 24 hours.
It's incredible.
It's mind-blowing to me considering there's no collective bargaining agreement.
There's no collective bargaining agreement, and starting on Wednesday when the time limit is up, baseball owners will be telling us that they don't have any money. That's what they'll be saying. We can't give players a raise. We have no money. We don't have any money at all. I mean, we're gonna have to lock the players out, man. We can't play baseball under these circumstances.
Are they handing out Monopoly money right now? Is that what's going on?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, that's what I don't get. Like, they're running into a burning building. They're just charging right in and going,
well,
"Hey,
listen,
let's see what happens."
As I said last segment, I hope this is a sign of good things.
Yeah, hopefully they know something we don't.
They know something we don't know. But we're gonna get into more of the baseball avenue. In the next segment, a couple things in golf. First, some bad news. Lee Elder.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up.
Passed away at 87. I'm familiar with Edler. Gosh, I don't know why I'm struggling to say this. Elder now, because John Boggs, my representative, did some work with him.
Oh, yeah.
Here
what
as
a great
late.
Man this guy was. I mean, you talk about paving the way for so many people out there.
Yeah, for those who don't know, he was the first black golfer to compete at the Masters.
And that was no small doing that he did it. And, I mean, I still think, you know, that kind of thing still kind of sits, you know, if not in the shadows, Tony, close to the shadows when it comes to the Masters and golf. I think it's something that still needs to be worked upon, and I think we've made a lot of inroads.
Especially in these times, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot more still to go, and Lee Elder was there before it all began, or, you know, right there, and so his passing is a big note in the sports world today.
No doubt, and in his first real interview since the almost tragic accident, Tiger Woods spoke about his recovery. It basically sounds like, at his own words, he will never be a full-time golfer ever again, based on his own words. Now, what that exactly looks like, I don't know, but certainly we won't see him like we have prior to that accident, it sounds like.
Yeah, I got to believe that most of us kind of already felt that was
right,
the case.
Right,
I
right.
mean, he was already kind of slowing his pace to a certain extent. But don't forget, he won the Masters just a couple of years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
So, you know, you start thinking maybe Tiger Woods has a couple of more rabbits he can pull out of the hat. Maybe he does. But, yeah, I think that we're not going to see a whole lot more of Tiger Woods. He said that... you know, maybe it's not really realistic playing the tour, never full time, pick and choose a few events a year. And obviously, he'll try to play in the majors. But I was reading the story. I was trying to, how old is he now? Is he 42? 40? I have no idea how old he is.
They don't really go, you know, usually in an article like this, they
it would be one of the first things you mention.
But they don't mention it in here.
Yeah,
and,
well, let me just
maybe that's by design. The thing, or
45. Yeah, he's getting
up there.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
I mean, listen, the thing that I think that stood out to me that tells you he's in a different place than he was before, and I think we kind of knew that even before the accident, said, I don't have to compete and play against the best players in the world to have a great life. After my back fusion, I had to climb Mount Everest one more time. I had to do it, and I did. Woods won the Masters, which is what you're referring to, in 2019.
Yeah,
he said this time around, I don't think I'll have the body to climb Mount Everest, and that's okay. He said so. He's clearly, we've all kind of felt like that after seeing the accident, and I think he's wrapped his mountain.
I know if it's supposed to be 70 and perfect. That's what it was here.
That's
the
what
entire
I thought.
Time.
I kept thinking as I was watching sports around the country and Tony being on the East Coast about how much he probably was freezing.
My kids loved it. They want to experience like the whole snow thing and it falling. They didn't get to see that.
I already told you how to deal with that. Send them out without a jacket and they'll be running back home before you know it. So
I'm going to take you up on that.
That will not cause you any problem. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in for the Smart Investing Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan. Brent and Chase Wilsey call in for investing advice. And if you miss the show, listen to the Smart Investing Podcast for the latest and great investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturdays on 97.3 The Fan. Before we get into this baseball, Scraby, winner on the Aztec tickets, or did we stump everybody?
No, it was actually a very hard question.
you thought it was hard, but I bet you somebody came up with it.
They did, but they also, I mean, everybody was fully admitting they had to look it up, and so they were. It was whoever was a better Googler at this one,
really,
which is fine for this. Which is
I gotta believe. Is that true? Is that what they said? We were all looking it up.
Well, the first couple people I talked to were like, "Oh, hold on, I'm trying to find it," and I was like, "Are you Googling?" And they said,
"Are you Googling?"
They're like, "Yeah." Anyway, long story short, Israel is our winner.
Israel was the best Googler.
Yes, he was the best Googler,
saying.
And I guess there was a little bit of a concession on my part. He said Temple, number one, is one of the
That's
teams.
Correct. Temple was who the Aztecs beat to go to their first Sweet 16, and who did they beat to go to their second?
Israel said remember? North Dakota.
And you gave it to him?
And I said,
it's not the name of the school.
Can you give me a little bit more?
And then he said what? South Dakota Raptors?
He said
North?
No, he said, I don't know.
So you just gave it to him.
I said, at least you got in the right realm of both.
Chris, you know what this was right here? Scraby had already made up in his head that this was a really hard question.
Didn't think anybody could get it.
I took four calls.
Oh, so what?
They all were like, I couldn't figure it out.
If you have to take 14 calls, you stay out there until you get the job done.
Take 14. Scravy.
Get the job done.
Israel is very happy with me.
Who did Michigan beat this weekend in football? Scravy, was it Ohio?
No, that's the Bobcats, sir.
I see. It was Ohio State.
Yes.
And the Aztecs back in the day to go to their second Sweet 16 beat North Dakota State, a different school from North Dakota.
I'm going to look this up. Is it North Dakota University?
All right, get out of here.
Go to University of North Dakota.
Can we do some traffic while we fight about this?
Please do.
All right.
All right, welcome back to the program. 3:43 is the time. Here is a quick list of the Major League Baseball free agents now that have already signed deals elsewhere with all the news that came down today. The Mets have added Max Scherzer. They've added Starling Marte. They've added Eduardo Escobar. They've added Mark Canna. So the Mets have improved dramatically, at least on paper. Texas Rangers, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, John Gray, Cole Calhoun. Seattle's added Robbie Ray. Toronto's added Kevin Gausman and Yimi Garcia. Tampa Bay's added Corey Kluber. Miami went for Avisail Garcia. Angels, Noah Syndergaard. Houston, Justin Verlander. Detroit, Eduardo Rodriguez. And as mentioned earlier, Tony, this from an industry that is soon going to be complaining about poverty when they get into the Major League Baseball lockout or whatever happens here in a few days when this collective bargaining agreement expires. It's crazy.
I love how the article is written by R.J. Anderson, and it has the title at the top, and right below it says, article was written yesterday, Sunday. It says, free agency will likely be halted this week.
And yeah,
that didn't seem to quite play out the way I think we all thought.
Not
it would.
Today, my goodness.
I mean, listen, it's hard to really understand. Listen, I love the movement, right? This is exciting to come
fun.
On the air and talk about, right? But I maybe we're making a mistake by comparing it to 1994, right, or 5 when they came back. But I recall everything stopped. Like, everything in terms of baseball stopped when that next year continued. All the free agents started signing at that point. To see as much movement as we've seen has just, there's no other word to use other than surprising. Almost a half a billion dollars in the last 24 hours for teams spending
money. For
just
about five guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Semien,
some big names moving around today.
Scherzer. Seager with the big one today.
Robbie Ray, big one. Kevin Gausman gets loaded now in Toronto.
And so it's hard to, at this point, it's hard to predict what's going to happen from here. Why would they stop at this point? They've already, I mean, that's a lot of money spent. And so what we haven't seen, however, are trades. We've seen some free agents. We've seen mainly. And that brings me to the Adam Frazier trade, right?
Yes, because we saw one there.
That is the only one that we've really seen for the most part. And this was a little bit of the Padres having more infielders than they needed. They had a surplus, I believe is the word A.J. Preller used in his article with A.J. Cassaville. They get two prospects, one closer to big leagues, left-handed reliever, throws somewhere near 100.
Well, then he's good to go.
And they got an outfielder. In terms of how the Adam Frazier trade worked out, I mean, we don't know. Tuca Beto Marcano was one of the big pieces that went in that trade. This is one of those deals we won't know how at least the Padres or the other teams fared until 6 years from now, right? And that includes some of the guys the Padres got.
You're talking about
deal.
The guys that the Padres sent to Pittsburgh.
Sent to Pittsburgh
and
vice
get
versa.
Him in the first place.
And vice versa, right?
Because right. Now it comes down to a battle of Ray Kerr and Corey Rozier, who the Padres got from Seattle.
Right.
And versus the players, Marcano included, that went to Pittsburgh.
Right, right.
Who does better
all of it
now?
Will be on the watch list now.
Right,
right. So,
that's right.
We'll see. It sounds like the Padres, especially now, you've moved Frazier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You allowed Fam to walk, although there could be a reunion there, at least according to AJ Casada.
And it's great you could start disseminating correct information at any time. But, I mean, anything can happen, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I'd be shocked if the Padres
bring
back. Just go over and don't pay attention, just like you did the first segment of the show.
Scary was a little lost there, but I got what you were putting down. But my point is that Padres could be in the mix for a left fielder here. Right, because you don't necessarily have one that's
big league ready. I know Castellanos is the guy that everybody'd love to get.
Right,
and I know that if you look hard enough, you can find a couple of tweets out there that will mention Castellanos and the Padres in the same tweet. Doesn't mean it's about to happen.
Castellanos is about. He hasn't got paid yet, right? He hasn't been one of the list. So
no, he's not on.
He's going to be on the list though.
He's going to get paid at some point.
Yeah.
So I still believe, as I told Scraby last week when you were gone, that the Padres, bottom line, in order to get somebody like a Castellanos, are going to have to find a taker for Eric Hosmer. That's what I feel.
Maybe
now,
so.
I don't know if it's true, but I just feel like some more money is going to have to go out before a big pile
and
of money comes
and
in.
And that we haven't even gotten to the starting pitching yet that I'm sure is even a higher priority.
Stroman is another guy that people are interested in.
Than left field.
Sure,
so, it's interesting. I don't know what to make of it, if I'm being honest, in terms of the signings we've seen. But from the Padres standpoint, that's a move that I think had to be made. Because
a lot could be said that the acquisition of Adam Frazier triggered a lot of things that just didn't go right the second half of the season.
I would agree.
It wasn't Adam Frazier's fault per se, although he didn't exactly perform great here. He wasn't here very long. I mean, you're using a very small sample size of about
2 months.
2 months. He hit around 240, which wasn't anywhere near what he normally hits. But that's not to say that Adam Frazier's not going to go to Seattle and start hitting 300 again. But it was just his presence, you know, put somebody on the bench. And that turned out to be a big problem.
You can't say that it completely changed everything, but it certainly had something to do with it. All of a sudden. Yeah. You got guys looking over their shoulder one way or the other, right? And that's all fine and great when you're, you know, April, May, June, even July maybe. Once you get into August when it's a go, I don't necessarily think you want guys looking over their shoulder at that point.
Yeah, and going 0-for-4 and feeling like the next day they're on the bench.
And inevitably that had to be the case for some guys. So,
yeah, I think it was a big factor.
It's a move that had to be made. We'll see what else is in store because you just get the feeling, especially the way money's being spent at this point, Padres aren't done. And it may not be via free agency. It probably is going to come via trade is my guess.
Well, hopefully they can, you know, if they really want to, and I think that they kind of do, hopefully they can find a way to move Hosmer, open up some money to perhaps get, you know, themselves an outfielder and see what they can do about replacing Hosmer in terms of the trade market. So we'll see where the Padres end up going if they move Hosmer at all. His name certainly circulates along with Will Myers just about every single day as players that at least the Twitter world would like to part with.
Among other things going on in baseball, the Mariners are among teams interested in Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
His name has been connected to Seattle. I mean, Seattle was already a good team last year. You add a Robbie Ray, and if you can pull off adding a Chris Bryant, you're a player in that American League
West.
Yeah,
and you added Adam Frazier, too, who's still an all-star, though he didn't play like one for the Padres.
The other news, when you get to these collective bargainings, you get different things that are starting to be floated. One of them, this comes from Jeff Passan, news from Jesse Rogers of ESPN. He tweets, in a proposed playoff expansion, there would be 14 teams. Division winners would choose their opponent in a three-game wild card round, and the best record in the league would get a bye into the division series. Much more info coming. So
I love it. I do. Off the top, I love it because I love the fact that, A, you're still competing once you win your division to get the best overall record. So right. Teams, you know, that are in that situation.
You want them to be a division winner so you can pick your opponent.
Right, but I'm saying you also want to be the best division winner so you can get a bye
in the
first round. That would be a major advantage. But, yeah, the other thing is I love the juicy part of the fact that teams
have
to pick their
part.
Opponent.
That's the doom-doom-doom-doom.
Yeah, that's the part that Scraby likes.
No, I do not like that.
Oh, yes, you do. You
love
What are the chances that will be on the MLB Network, some type of face-off situation where that team is – we want to take.
All right, Yankees, who do you want to play? Do you want to play the downtrodden Oakland Athletics or the mediocre Toronto Blue Jays?
We've talked about this before. Yeah, all it does is create
drama.
A chip.
Creates
on the
drama. That's fantastic.
No, it creates
that? Don't we like that as viewers?
No, because that's not how. I like to let the numbers decide, not them being like, oh, well, we match up well against this team.
I think it's fantastic.
Are you kidding?
Nice
Can you imagine the first team that takes, like, the worst team out of the three?
Of course you're going to take the worst team, aren't you?
Or the team that tries to over-strategize and takes a team that had a better record, but they were better against specifically.
Or they think they match up against lefties better, righties better. The thing is in baseball, you could honestly walk up there and just flip a coin because whoever you play can beat you in a five-game series.
There are
going to
be a bunch of teams with egg on their face when this is all said and done.
Are you being serious that you like this?
Yeah,
I like the idea.
You both like this?
I don't necessarily need it on TV, but I definitely...
Oh, they're going to put it on TV.
I know they're going to put it on TV.
They're still giving out awards. Chris and I were yelling about that last week, and they're still giving out awards.
I don't mind a Bachelor... type situation.
This blows my mind. I thought you guys when I put
and
this
my
in
final here. For my final rose tonight, I decide to play the Oakland Athletics in the playoffs.
This makes no sense, and it would honestly.
And if you don't, and hey, look, if you don't like it, have the best record in the league, then you get a bye, and you don't have to worry.
No,
about
it would take it would honestly take the seriousness out of baseball for me. Now we're playing schoolyard pick.
Hey, right. You know, some people want it.
Sorry,
they want it
like
closer to the feel that they had when they
were
playing.
I'm just stunned that both of you are on
board. I'll say this. I think it would be interesting. Let's say the Dodgers are one of the division winners, and, you know, you brought up the chip point. Like, it's going to create a chip. Chances are, if at 162 games and you have the worst record, there ain't a chip that you can create at this point. You're just going to have to be hot at the right time.
Yeah. But how many teams would have picked playing the Braves this past postseason? Remember, they had the worst record of any team in the National League playoffs.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have that, right, you get a Braves situation. They're picking from the Cardinals, the Brewers at that point, because the Brewers were a division winner. But
The Braves you're talking about. I'm just saying, what if the Braves, if you put all the teams in a pile last year, the Braves actually had the fewest wins of any playoff team. So they probably would have been the selection of a team that had a choice, and that selection would have turned out to win the World Series.
If there is an upset, it just helps the best team being eliminated too early, and now we're stuck with a mediocre team in playoff
baseball.
How does
it help a baseball team?
I'm sure the Brave fans are happy to hear you call them a mediocre team.
No, but they were picked to go to the World
Series.
Are
you bitter that the Giants didn't get to the World Series?
At the beginning of the season, they were.
So it's a different, I mean, it's just weird. And I can't believe you guys are both on board.
I like
lobby
any
for
drama.
You guys to jump off board.
I like it, and I like
keep
what
it coming, MLB. Hopefully, this is real.
Yeah, that's right. We could be talking about something that's not even really out there. One thing that is out there: no more Max Scherzer. No more John Gray, no more Kevin Gosman for the Padres.
Also
deal
throw
with
out Mr. Corey Seager. Get him up out of here, too.
Corey Seager's gone as well. They've all signed as free agents.
Good riddance.
Out of the NL West. When we come back, get the phone lines lit. 833-288-0973. Not only Chris versus the fans for Las Vegas stuff, but got some pretty good news to pass along to you as well. You want to play trivia today? Call us on Gwen and Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Excuse me. 4:01 on the clock. Almost choked on this beef jerky I was eating. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello.
Save that clip.
Excuse me.
You're Matt supposed Scraby. To clear your throat before you come on the air. I don't know if you got
I had the off
the memo.
Can y'all hear?
You
can hear that?
Yeah.
All okay. Right. This button needs to be fixed, Scraby.
Yeah, Scraby, get the button
We're in the same
fixed.
Room. The other open
well,
microphone.
I don't care. If you, well, yeah. That's, well, I can't control you guys' mic. Like, hey, I'm going to have to clear my throat.
Yeah,
everybody
you
turn
say,
off
hey,
their mics.
Hey, guys, I'm about to cough up beef jerky into you the know, microphone.
I've had enough of both of you today. 4:01 on the clock. We got a bunch of prizes to give out right now. Yeah, that was a hard P right there. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll announce the name of today's biggest fan. By the way, before I finish that, who won last week? Do you know yet? Or do you know, I should say?
Last month?
Last month, excuse me.
Yeah,
did I say
do.
Last night?
I do, but give me a
right.
second.
All right. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll announce the name of today's biggest fan. Stay tuned. And if you hear your name announced, call us back within 10 minutes, and you'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sport and dinner for two at Covewood. Reminder, we are starting a new month. So there are no names in it as of today. You have a chance to be the first name in qualifying. So that being said, discover San Diego's Mission Bay Resort, where the best of Southern California lifestyle is at your fingertips, sun, sand, and so much more. The other prize pack, you will also have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Padres 2022 opening day series against the Giants. Give the gift of Padres tickets this holiday season during the Padres holiday ticket pre-sale, which ends this Wednesday night. Go to Padres.com/holiday for details. And, of course, right now, all right, go ahead, Scrape.
I have two announcements.
Two announcements. Let's go one by time. One
I
time.
Have a biggest fan announcement, which we'll do after. But okay. Our November Westgate Grand Prize winner
was.
I'm not going to give his name or his last name out, but it's John Avista.
John Avista.
John Avista. They're going to email you this week. They're going to email you this week. So don't call in right now if you think that you are the winner. But if you are a John Avista, you have a very good shot.
Wait, I'm confused. I thought he was the winner.
He is the winner, but there might be multiple Johns from Vista.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because we're not giving out last names here.
Your last two digits of your phone number are 00.
Oh,
John.
There's probably not a whole bunch of 00s that have John.
No,
at all.
That live
from Vista.
Vista.
Right. I mean, that's.
We're narrowing it down over here.
We've really put it down there. All right. Last but not least, here's your chance to take down Chris Ello. You have a chance to win a. Oh my gosh, I'm reading the wrong one. Yeah, you will be qualified. Excuse me.
Isn't that what we just did?
Yeah, I was about to read the same thing. No, you'll be qualified for a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino, plus a spa treatment for two at Serenity Spa and a round of golf for two. You know what it is. Legendary Vegas fun. With that being said, let's get to it.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, John from Vista.
You guys are talking more off the air.
It is really
crazy. That's because we had like four prize packs to give away, right? There's a lot going on right now.
All
right,
to clean everything up, John from Vista with the
phone number. Why do I have a feeling you're not going to
No, I'm going to clean it up.
I know you're going to attempt to clean everything up.
John from Vista with the phone number of zero, with the last two digits 00. If you are in the car right now, you have been selected as our Westgate Las Vegas prize winner for the month of November. And you will be contacted by the station.
That came from playing Chris versus the Fan.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So he beat Chris badly one time, I'm sure.
Oh. See Chris, what he's doing right there?
He Chris just, is actually being very nice.
I'm not listening to him anyway.
He's trying to try poke fun right there.
Yes. Whatever. Yes. And I'm just going to get into the game, so I'm not going to confuse anybody else. But right now, we are playing for a Westgate qualification for December, and you will win Padres tickets.
We might have to start breaking these up a little bit.
We'll do our best. All right.
Did you read the rules?
Oh, no, I didn't. That's
what you're going to clean everything up.
That's what I'm waiting
on. I cleaned up what I thought I was going to clean up. I didn't realize I needed to clean up this part. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong, Chris gets right, you're eliminated. If Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
Now, ironically, our first contestant of the day, his name is John.
Oh,
out in La Mesa.
Another John.
John, welcome to the show. We actually got two Johns.
We do. The other John, I had just to check his phone number. You are not the John.
Okay. John, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you.
Thanks, Tony. And I will be John in La Mesa, the winner.
All right.
The, what is it, December, November?
December. It's December. Yes,
it's close. It's close enough.
Into existence, John.
All right, John, here we go. First question.
I'm trying.
What national pizza chain does Shaq do commercials for?
Papa John's, baby.
Papa John's is correct. Nice work, John. A lot of Papa John's, John and Vista, John and La Mesa. A lot of John's going today.
Excuse me, I have to go to the John.
Wait,
here we go. Question number two. What fellow professional athlete did Matthew Stafford go to high school with?
Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw for the win.
John,
that's nice.
Just smoking this. He Why is. Did we even bother playing?
Well, he's got a chance to qualify here and be the first name. Here we go. Yes, question does. Number three.
It's a John thing.
It's a John thing. On the list of MLB MVPs all time, which player had the most RBIs the year they won? This is a good, tough question right here.
God, come on, Scraby.
It's a question number three.
Don't worry. If it's going to stump me, it's going to stump. You'll win.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. Did not have the most RBIs John. When he won the
most
MVP.
RBIs by an MVP winner.
Yes.
I don't think it's Barry Bonds just because he never had a lot of RBIs. The all-time record holder is Hack Wilson, 191.
Wow.
1930. I don't think they had an MVP back then. American League record's been the 180s somewhere, but again, I'm going to go with Manny Ramirez.
Ooh.
The Boston Red Sox.
Manny Ramirez.
John, you're
wow.
a winner.
John with the clean
hey!
Sweep.
There, you spoke it into existence, John.
Nice
well, he spoke
work.
The first part into existence. Yeah. Anyway.
Stay there, John. I'm going to get your information. You know what makes me happy about that? John seems like he really wanted to win.
He did. He definitely wanted to win. Good for John.
What was the answer?
The answer's Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
And
huh?
I know what you're going to ask next, and I'm looking for it, what the number was. I haven't
come up with it. How many RBIs he had the year he won MVP?
Yes. I'm on my baseball reference page right
Scraby
now.
Scraby didn't bother putting that in?
He had 159, I'm assuming. This is the year he won it, because that was
1949?
Yeah. That was his
159. That's the record. I wonder. I thought Manny had a bigger RBI year than that. I think he had 165, but I don't think he won. He must not.
How do you
MVP
not win?
Year.
How do you not win MVP if you break the record for?
Yeah,
RBIs?
Manny had 165 RBIs and came in
third
in the MVP race in 1999. How about that?
Who was first?
Let me look it up. While I'm here, it was Ivan Pudge Rodriguez. Was the winner that year in 1999 with 35 home runs and 113 RBIs. Manny finished third behind Pudge, and Pedro Martinez actually came in second in the MVP race that year.
Home teammate, jacked it.
How about Manny Ramirez, 165 RBIs, and he didn't win MVP?
That Woo. Pedro finished in second. They probably split it.
He was still in Boston, but Manny was in Cleveland the year he had 165, and he actually tied for third that year with another Cleveland player, Roberto Alomar. So you talk about splitting the ballot. That's where the split happened with Roberto Alomar and Manny Ramirez in Cleveland.
Wow.
1999. Manny
that's
had one.
That's what happens when you have, if Manny didn't get in trouble, he probably would be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you put two Hall of Famers on the same team. They're going to split some votes occasionally on the MVP.
Yeah. So that I wasn't.
That was some good questions, by the way.
Thank you.
Ted Williams, that's a great question, Scraby.
You put some work into these questions, I see.
I did.
And John's happy because he said he was going to win.
He did.
And he did.
By the way,
Ted
had 162 walks that year. That's
how did he drive in any runs?
162 walks. Yeah. 730 plate appearances that year.
Did Bonds have how many more walks did Bonds have? Like the years that he was being walked intentionally 100 times.
I just remember feeling like he literally had one at bat per game that he had to do something with. And usually he did. He maxed out at 198 in 2002. Oh, nope, check that.
232? That is off the
charts. They walked him 232 times.
232 walks in 1 year. That's insane.
It doesn't say
how many were intentional walks, but I know there was like 70, I think. It was something like that, if I recall. He won MVP.
Intentional walks that year was...
Does it say?
Yes. 120.
120 intentional walks.
That's nuts.
That's absolutely...
Did you see the E60 on Bonds? They did last couple weeks ago? We talked with Buster about it before we went on vacation. It was pretty good, man. It kind of highlighted everything... That we already know, but
I'm over the whole steroid. I mean, I'll never be over the whole steroid thing and what had happened to baseball, but I'm over it in terms of keeping Bonds out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I come around to that one.
I saw some people tweeting about how they sent in their ballots, and they were like, "Yes, I left all the steroid guys off."
Yeah,
there's always going to be. That's why it was always going to be tough for him to get on because there's going to be a large sediment of voters
get over it, people.
The year that he had 73 home runs, he only had 137 RBIs, so he was 30 short of what Manny did. And the reason was because if there was anybody on base, they walked him.
They walked him.
So he didn't have a chance to drive anybody in.
What's interesting about that
he drove himself in 73 times.
They go in that E60, they go into the year Bonds had that same year McGuire and Sosa hit.
1998.
That year... which is a Padres World Series year. He had a phenomenal season, but no one mentioned a word about it.
No, he had 37 home runs that year, 122 RBIs, finished eighth in the MVP ballot.
He hit what that year?
303. He hit 370 once in his career. He hit 362 once in his career. He won the MVP seven times. Played a part in what he did. But
he had four.
He didn't
those,
win all of those MVPs with steroids. Three of them were before the steroid era even came around.
You could argue at that point by 98, he was already a Hall of Famer.
He won in 90, 92, and 93, which is 5 years before the whole McGuire-Sosa thing even happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I've come around on Bonds.
Putting up insane
Clemens,
numbers.
I still hold a grudge. Certain guys, I still bother me, but Bonds...
You've moved on. Yeah. All right, let's get to break. Yes. And when we come back, we'll cop into this. I don't know this Aztec story, and it's not even a story. Jason Whitlock throwing out there that Brady Hoke would be the perfect fit in Oklahoma. I don't know how he's come to that conclusion. But we'll get into it when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's traffic.
Hey, listen up. Annie Scott of El Cajon. Hey, Annie Scott, you have 10 minutes to call us. 833-288-0973. If you call us in the next 10 minutes, that's Annie Scott of El Cajon, you'll get your spot in the drawing for a grand prize. Registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Today's winner of the biggest fan contest is Annie Scott of El Cajon. Annie, you have 10 minutes starting right now to call 833-288-0973.
Would it confuse everybody if I were to tell everybody the November winner of the biggest fan?
Yes, it would. Yes,
so should I wait until the end of the
segment? I just gave out a name, and now if you give out another name...
Yeah, you should wait till tomorrow.
We can't handle that, Scraby.
Till tomorrow? I got the name right here!
I know, but we just gave out a name. It's going to confuse somebody.
A couple of quick NFL notes. Christian McCaffrey, done for the season. That's probably the biggest NFL note of all. McCaffrey got that, what was it, the ankle injury in that Thursday night game against the Houston Texans.
I think he had a hamstring, right?
No, it was an ankle. He's done for the year due to an ankle injury. Played sparingly yesterday against the Super Bowl-bound Miami Dolphins all of a sudden. What's going on with them, by the way?
Stop with the Miami to the Super Bowl.
What is going on with them? I you know what? The more I watch football now, I'm convinced that we're going to get a Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick Super Bowl. It is going to make the entire world come to a halt. Because it used to be when they would make it with the Patriots, if you didn't like them, at least you could root against them. But if they play each other in the Super Bowl, what are we all going to do?
We're not going to watch.
We're all going to watch. That's a good point. I mean, the Patriots are playing unbelievable football right now. There's no one in the AFC that, you know, I'm not saying the Patriots are better than Buffalo or Baltimore or any number of teams you want to bring up, but they're certainly as good. And if you got Belichick, who should be the coach of the year, by the way, job he's doing. And then Brady on the other side. I mean, Tampa Bay didn't play that well yesterday, but, you know, Brady finds a way to win it. And whether it's with the pass game, the run game, I don't know. I just have a bad feeling that that's where we're all headed this year. Tampa Bay, New England. Could you even live with that, Tony Quinn Jr.?
No, I could not. I will be tuning in for the halftime show at that point.
Oh, the halftime show is going to be great this year, right? Because
listen, I just watched Tom last year. I was good watching it last year. It was a good Super Bowl.
Good story last year.
But I don't know if I want to see Tom and his old buddy going up against each other. I mean,
it'll dominate the whole game. There will be like nobody else. Why even get a mention?
Why even have Radio Row at that point? You notice the storylines are going to be the same.
Yeah, I just have a bad feeling. I'm hoping. By the way, something
I don't know that Tom Brady wants that smoke though. By the way, because Belichick in a Super Bowl week
gives him 2 weeks to prepare, and he already knows everything about Tom Brady
wants now.
And he played him this year and kept him pretty much at bay in that game.
My money would be on Bill in that matchup.
Belichick is so good. I mean, the Patriots are just, they're just better coached than other teams, I hate to say.
That team is no doubt Bill Belichick's, in my opinion, one of his best coaching jobs. The other one came when he had Matt Castle as his quarterback.
And he nearly won
it
that year.
And he almost got that. This is right up there with that. I'm not sold on Mac Jones yet.
I'm not either, but Belichick's making him more than serviceable enough to win. They have two games left against Buffalo, and they also have a game left against the Colts. And I'm not saying they're not going to win those games. I'm just saying they're going to be good tests for the New England Patriots. But we'll see. Tonight we've got Seattle and Washington. If the Washington football team wins tonight, they move into a playoff position in the NFC. That's how ridiculously soft the NFC is right now.
I mean,
Minnesota's got the number 7 seed at 5-6. If Washington wins tonight, they'll also be 5-6.
Literally, you got...
That's all you need.
You got 12 teams that are all in the playoff hunt.
You want to tell you how bad the NFC is?
Give it to me.
The Giants are a game out of a playoff spot right now.
They are.
The Giants. Have they even won a game this year?
They just beat the Eagles. I know that.
That's
I saw
right.
that
So they
one.
Won a couple of games. But they're only a game out of a playoff.
They went from Monday Night Football of being terrible against the Bucs to beating the Eagles. Like, this, they
by the way, by,
so
the way by the way, they weren't that good against the Eagles either.
No,
the Eagles were just worse.
I mean, Jalen Hurts was
Well,
really
the point there is that the Bucs are a little better than the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's the point there. So, all right, quick on college football, the Aztecs.
Mention of the 49ers?
Why?
You go through
why?
The entire NFL and even talk about your Dolphins?
Why would we talk about
How much about the Dolphins did we talk?
The 49ers scored 30-plus points
their name.
In each game during their three-game win streak. That's all I need to say.
That's
Thank
it.
You,
That's all I want you to say.
On to the next. College
On to the Aztecs. Look, Aztecs, as we mentioned earlier, spectacular win over Boise State. Here's the negative side for the Aztecs. I know these kids want to win the Mountain West Conference title, and they're going to go all out for it this weekend against Utah State. But there's nothing else for the Aztecs.
No.
They can't get into a New Year's Six-day bowl game. Why? Because if Cincinnati loses and thereby doesn't win its conference, Houston is the team that's going to beat them, and Houston will then jump over the Aztecs and get the New Year's Six spot. So the Aztecs, really, it is Mountain West Conference title or bust. I wish that there was a little bit more they could play for because they kind of deserve it, Tony. This,
they absolutely
this
11-1 deserve
season
it.
Season now includes a win over Boise State. Utah, the likely Pac-12 champion. Boise State has a win over BYU. Boise State only lost by 1 point to Oklahoma State. And they're in the top five.
Yeah.
I mean, Boise State's really good.
Yeah.
And the Aztecs punished them in that game on Friday.
It was so impressive. On that early game to get up and play the way they did.
Oh, fantastic performance by
their defense. This is up there in terms of a season with some of the better I think some of the more exciting seasons we go back and think of. You know, when they had Pumphrey and
I agree.
They had Penny. Those were all fun, electric seasons to watch. But they put the finals. They got one more stamp to put on there. Don't jinx them.
Yeah.
But in the past, we get to those... The Fresno States.
The put up or shut up
games. The put up or shut up games.
Yeah.
A lot of times we were shutting up.
They
put up this year. And
I thought they were going to shut up because you watched the beginning of that game. They were so outplayed the first quarter and a half. And Brady Hoke just sits over there with barely a headset on and starts making all kinds of adjustments and changes. And the defense starts making plays. And give him credit. I mean, I know they said Lucas Johnson was a little hurt. But he didn't have to take him out of that game. That was a great feel move by your head coach to change quarterbacks right there, and your team got a charge right away. I know Brady Hoke's not going to win the National Coach of the Year because you got Cincinnati and you've got Georgia and you've got some other teams. But please give the man a vote. He's doing a tremendous job.
Yeah.
Way
no
to
doubt.
Go, Brady. All right. Any show left to talk about more about the 49ers?
Yeah. No, actually, you know what? I'm going to take this little bit of time to give a shout out to my daughter's soccer team. We'll put the Niners on hold. They lost in the championship game of the College Surf Cup 2007s, and they're having an excellent year. They're trying to move up in a division, and they're being stiff armed right now for whatever reason. But keep going, girls. You're doing great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.